Show edition, and listen to the music. Yeah, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake it, girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, girl. The Bears Hour Live. I am Aldo Gandia. Draft Dr. Phil is going to join us in a little while. We might have some surprises too. We're definitely going to have some sound from the Bears coaches talking about what to expect tonight. But mostly for this 1 hour pregame show, and we could go a little longer because this music has got me going, baby. But mostly we're going to be playing music, and we're going to have just get the festivities going. The adrenaline has been flowing for all weekend, and now it's going to culminate with the debut of Mitchell Trubisky in just a few hours. So join us for the next hour plus, and then we're going to be live at 9 p.m. during the football game to talk a little bit. We can't legally do play-by-play, but we will serve some analysis, and this is an experiment. We've never done it before, so it could be a total train wreck, but we'll see. We'll definitely have fun no matter what we do. So I am going to fade this tune out and then bring in our first tune, and then after that, you're going to hear some Bears coaches talk.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
While I was scheming for the masses, who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder.
Thunder.
Well, I think the good news is because of the Monday night, we had extra time. That was kind of a window we looked at a little bit ago, and I think that's definitely helped, this week, because all that preparation goes to the Vikings. So that's a benefit of having the extra day.
That was Chicago Bears head coach talking about how the extra days of preparation helped Trubisky get ready for this game tonight, and how the emphasis now was on the Vikings to get ready in a hurry for a quarterback that they don't have much tape on. And this is defensive coordinator Vic Fangio when asked, what do the Vikings do when facing a rookie quarterback?
There's always the old adage, people think you got to pressure rookies, and some people think you don't. You play coverage, make them decipher what coverage you're in. There's two schools of thought, and whatever you think applies, I'm sure it will be a mix from them.
What is yours? When
we play a rookie, you'll find out.
Scooch. Strong talk. What's up? You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Straight off the lot, 300 cash, and the car came with a blunt in it. Lil' mama a thot, and she got ass, and she gon' fuck up a bag. Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the dope in the stash. In Italy, got too far, and hoes they DM me. Draw the top, when it's cold, but you feel the heat. Be real with me, keep it 100, just be real with me. Eat it up like it's a feast. They say the dope on fleek.
Percocet pill on me. I saw my nigga, baby, chill with me. Them niggas that fucked in the back don't say nothing. Them niggas a kill for me. Back as I can in my sleep on fleek. 100K spent on that patty for leak. Bitch, I'm a dog in my tree. Hop out the frog and leap. I put them bricks in the fender. My bitch, she walk around like she Chris Jenner. I used to break in the Emma, then take out running like the game of Temple. It's simple, I play with a mantle. Mama say she saw me on Jimmy Kimmel. Canada, cause I'm a money symbol. Walking with the rats, I'm looking crippled. Money. Fuck on that bitch, then I temple. A nickel for me to take pictures. Nickel. Not for my leg, but I clip her. Double my cup or triple. Boss on my body, no biblical. I'm not your average or typical. I'm not your... Look at my wrist and it's critical. Look at the... Hold it up, dropping the temperature. Droppin' it. I get that bag on the regular. Bang. I got a bag on my cellular. Back in the bag of them vegetables. Bang. Bag of them cookies, it's medical. Cocaine, codeine, etc. Cocaine and lean is federal. White. I take off landing on Nebula. As an announced when it ends on my schedule.
You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Straight off the lot, 300 cash, and the car came with a blunt in it. Lil' mama a thot, and she got ass, and she gon' fuck up a bag. Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the dope in the stash. In Italy, got too far, and hoes they DM me. Draw at the top, when it's cold, but you feel the heat. Be real with me, keep it 100, just be real with me. Eat it up like it's a feast. They say the dope on fleek.
I know that these niggas get sick of me. These chains on my neck cause a meal a piece. I don't even like to freestyle for free. I put in the key and I ride the beat. I don't even come out the house for free. I pay a nigga to drive for me. JJ couldn't even co-sign for me. I do what I want cause I'm signed to me. I get the bag. They get the bag, have to cut it in half. Stop the comparing, y'all making me laugh. Need to rehab, I'm addicted to cash. Convertible walk, convertible top. My dope got a vertical, look at it how. And it jump out the pot. Came out of jail and went straight to the top. Take it easy, baby. Middle of summer, I'm freezing, baby. Don't leave me, baby. Just drop to your knees and please me, baby. I'm fascinated. Two bitches so fine that I masturbated. Congratulations. She bring me so good that I graduated. They had to hate it. I don't fuck with them niggas, they plastic, baby. A trapper, baby. I rap what I own on my masters, baby. It's tragic, baby. I pull up and fuck up the traffic, baby. A savage, baby. I'm killing these niggas, close casket, baby. You get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Straight off the lot, 300 cash, and the car came with a blunt in it. Lil' mama a thot, and she got ass, and she gon' fuck up a bag. Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the dope in the stash. In Italy, got too far, and hoes they DM me. Draw at the top, when it's cold, but you feel the heat. Be real with me, keep it 100, just be real with me. Eat it up like it's a feast. They say the dope on fleek.
With me now is the star of Bears Hour Live, Draft Dr. Phil Atoshin. Phil, what are your expectations for Mitch Trubisky tonight?
How the first game in the NFL, rookie, the buildup, it almost set themselves up. And when I mean that, them, I'm talking about the Chicago Bears, because is 4 weeks late, as you know, from my perspective. This kid should have been starting and learning on the job. It was the tortoise and the hare. Anybody could see that in a real race, Mitchell Trubisky was miles ahead of Glennon, and it wasn't even close. Now tonight, the buildup by the fan base and the football universe, really, because it's on every sports channel at the gym, Aldo, and I'm seeing that Mitchell Trubisky starting tonight, ESPN promoting his face, talking about him. Lewis Riddick just did a great job on ESPN breaking him down. My expectation for him is to really be an NFL quarterback going out the gate. He's got to be consistent with his athleticism, and really it goes on Dowell Loggins. And I'm probably stealing your next question or the one, but you really got to see those first 20 plays and how they're going to use this football player. If they come out, they being the offensive coordinator and the Chicago Bears, and try to run what they were running with Mike Glennon, then you're doing it wrong. You have the wrong coaching staff. We know how Aldo feels about that already, and myself. So this has to be those zone-based runs, establishing that ground game to really open up and get Mitch in a comfort zone. He's a natural passer. He's going to go through his progressions. It's going to have some bumps in the road. That's football. That is. And that's what we've touted all summer long, Aldo. That it's going to be hurdles that he's going to have to climb. There's going to be great moments and there's going to be bad moments. And the only way to learn is to make mistakes. That's what he's going to have to overcome, and that's where you measure a man. And I think the pressure and the statistical analysis that PFF and guys like Lauren Cox put together when guys are pressured, you didn't see a better rookie quarterback in college when it counted than Mitchell Trubisky. So tonight, I don't think a kid in the backyard could dream this up any differently. You know, a competitor wants this. The national stage, Monday Night Football, Soldier Field, Chicago. The fans are coming in. This stadium would have been empty if Mike Glennon was starting. It's going to be packed. Even if the Cubs are playing, as Shane Marsaw said, it's a Bears town, Aldo. I expect the rookie to go out there and deliver a grand performance on the national stage.
Mama call, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hatin', say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. They was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 babies, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you fuck with winning, put your lighters to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that bullshit, I just put it to the side. Bought a sensor, baby, they could see it in my eye. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I wouldn't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations, congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hatin', say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
I was patient, yeah, oh. I was patient. Now I can scream that we made it. Now everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young nigga, graduation. Yeah. I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Never old Ben Franklin. Cash. Big rings, champagne. My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, call the hoes, get in the rows. Top flow lifestyle, top huncho and post. Malone, I got a play on my phone. You know what I'm on. Huncho Houdini is gone. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
What does this offensive line have to do? Do they have to do anything differently for a quarterback who has mobility? I would imagine that it's going to be a little easier for them to get caught up in holding calls. And we've got a referee tonight, Jerome Boger, who loves to throw that yellow flag. Boger, whatever his name is.
we'll keep it at Boger.
So should we be concerned about the offensive line and holding calls?
You know what, Aldo, you make a great point. Anytime you see the Bears on the national stage, you don't see many calls go their way. It's hard for me to remember a game where I was like, oh, the Bears got away with one there. You know, chalk those up to even if it does happen. Again, you make another good point. With a mobile quarterback, you're going to have to understand the movement of the defensive line is going to shadow him. So if you're engaged, you want to stay engaged tight and really focus in on protecting that guy. And if the defensive lineman is trying to escape and move to his right or your right or to your left, then you're going to dance with him and shadow him. Don't reach and pull. Don't get yourself out there. The worst thing you could do is that. So try to be on top of your game. I think the energy level tonight is going to be very different for this offensive line. And I think it's important that the coaches recognize that we got to establish the run game for those offensive linemen, because there's no doubt in my mind they want to see Mitch succeed. And they're going to be all about knowing Kyle Long, knowing Cody Whitehair, knowing them, they're going to want to protect this guy to the umpteenth power. And I think that's a great thing for the Bears. So you got to be aware of the holding calls, as Aldo's saying. And a mobile quarterback, if you're lackadaisical or lazy, I was watching games all day yesterday. There was a couple of questionable holding calls when guys are pancake blocking and really doing their job to the level that they're supposed to be. So there's always going to be those moments where the ref is making the wrong call, as we know as Bears fans. But tonight, I think the electricity and the energy of a rookie knowing you have a job to do, more so than ever, to help him transition to the NFL, I think the offensive line is going to be the story of the game, Aldo. Mark me down for that. Their performance against the same Vikings on the same night, a Monday night, with Jordan Howard running downhill was the most dominant performance I've seen from the Bears in, I don't know, 10, 15 years on that Monday night with Cutler and Jordan Howard's unbelievable rushing game. The Vikings were whittled down to nothing and they quit on the game because they were getting absolutely destroyed by Jordan Howard and the offensive line. That is very cliche. It all starts up front, but it really does, and especially tonight with a rookie quarterback going in there, that you got to be on top of your assignments, know those fronts. You know, Cody and Mitch are going to have to be in communication with one another on the front and calling out the mic, helping him get the right calls, because we really don't know where he is in regards to seeing. And he even mentioned this, Aldo, you see a lot of odd fronts, and I'm just getting used to that. So if he misses something, and that's going to be Zimmer's game, to give him something he doesn't see so he can't check out of it, and you get a free run at the kid. Hopefully he recognizes it, and you're at home, which is another great thing, where he can be able to communicate with his team and get them in the right situation or the right plays, because there's plenty of check with me's at the line of scrimmage. So that's going to be critical tonight, to see if you're in a run play and they've overset to your strength, then he's got to be able to call a check and run it to the weak side of their, you know, where they've overset their defense. So Mitch and that offensive line communication tonight, I think, is going to be the key in this whole football game.
Another one. Another one.
We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too lit to dim down the night. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
For the taking, I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the door, say. Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, wear it, sit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
I told you.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Sam Bradford is playing tonight for the Vikings. What are your thoughts about him as a quarterback and the fact that he's not very mobile and coming back after a leg injury? That should bode well for the Bears.
It should bode well for the Bears, but the Bears are banged up. The defense really losing another cog in the wheel with Willie Young going out. You're down to your backup, to the backup middle linebackers in Timu and Jones. I don't think they've brought anybody up and have an open spot on the 53.
It was just announced. Shane sent this to us. Irving was promoted.
There you go. Now, if that kid isn't active, I'm saying this on the show prior to the game.
Yeah, we're recording. We're recording this about 5 hours. No, 6 hours before kickoff.
If that kid isn't active, then this is another showcase of personnel issues. That kid has been practicing with you, Irving, Isaiah Irving, that we're talking about. Outside linebacker, Willie Young is out. I thought Willie had been playing very solid, sound football and giving you a great edge and a great effort in the rush game. Leonard Floyd has been MIA and has been eaten up by tight ends. That, for a first-round pick, has got to change on the national stage tonight. I don't give two craps about excuses about he's been dropping so much. He's really going to be critical in this game. But when we talk about breaking news, I want to make sure we get to it, and then we'll get to Sam Bradford. Isaiah Irving hopefully gets some opportunities to showcase his natural rush skills. You need to get a rotation tonight because of what we're going to transition to. Sam Bradford being statuesque back there. The difference between Bradford and Glennon is his ability to process information and deliver accurately. Sam Bradford, if he gets hot, he's a very accurate passer. That's what concerns me about this football player. But he does have a tendency to worry about what's around him in the jungle in the pocket. So if you could get pressure inside, Goldman and Hicks coming hard at him, Pernell McPhee, rotate those defensive. Jonathan Bullard, please wake up. Show up. Show that guy with that quick twitch first step that we saw in preseason before the glute muscle constricted his performance so far. Let's see this defensive line, the other cliche, take it to the beat up, not very good, and on paper, Minnesota Vikings. I know on your show, B.J. Rydell was talking about the fans have been impressed. Well, now it's time to embarrass them. You couldn't take advantage because your statuesque giraffe gaff of a quarterback. I'm stealing from you, Aldo.
Feel free.
Turned the ball over 27 times against the Packers. Your defense really couldn't even establish who they are and what they were because the game got so out of hand because you were so bad at the quarterback position. Now it's time to really do that to Sam Bradford and get after him. Make him throw a hurried ball because they have some great receivers that run great routes at the tree and get open. And that is something we can't give Bradford time. So the pass rush really has to get home, especially with Cook being out and a lesser talent at the running back position, which the Bears have shown themselves to be very good against the run. Tonight they really have to show up against Sam Bradford, who, if he gets hot, he concerns me.
Redhead, Miss Bed, Tearshed Queen, be my squeeze. on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt, blood, squirt, stuff, shirt like me on a tree. After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company.
About Latavius Murray, the what is it, 225-pound running back from the Vikings, who's expected to get the majority of the carries today. Now, he's got a history of fumbling. He's got 8 career fumbles. He's already got 1 this year with the Vikings. Is that something that you think that the Bears defense is going to be looking for, is trying to force a fumble? Or do you think that you just try to tackle this big guy, and if he fumbles, he fumbles?
I think you just got to get them to the ground. You really do. The Bears have not been able to turn over the ball, and I get it. You want to tackle someone's weakness, but get people to the ground and good things will happen. Go in hard, put your helmet on that football, and possibly knock it out. But the most important thing, especially as you said, he's a 225-pound back. He's shown flashes in the NFL that he could be something better than just a guy. And tonight's going to be his challenge too. See how he comes out. But the Bears really got to get him to the ground, because the last thing you want is to have those linebackers in Jones and Timu sneaking up on the run, when you know the best asset the Minnesota Vikings have offensively is their receivers and Kyle Rudolph as the tight end. So you're going to have to shut that down by stopping the run and putting him to the ground and force them in third and longs and get off the football field, because it's something that really needs to happen for the young quarterback tonight against the Minnesota Vikings. Murray's ability to get going, much like Sam Bradford, if he gets hot, he starts building confidence. All of a sudden, those 225 pounds are lowering their shoulders and running over people. So really, get him to the ground. Don't worry about that football, even with the history. If it's a history, it's going to happen again.
Take me down with you. this town. We're watching all the streetlights fade. And now you're just a stranger's dream. I took your picture from the frame. And though you're nothing like you see, your shadow fell like last night's rain.
You know that these defensive backs are going to go one-on-one. That's a Zimmer defense. They're going to go one-on-one with these Bears wide receivers. What do you do to stretch out the defense a little bit and create running room for your running backs?
Yeah, you do two things. You know, you definitely want to challenge them down the football field. You got really good talent and Zach Miller as a tight end too. So you want to get those guys running deep through the seam. Make those matchups have to work all night long. So then you're going to obviously establish the run first and foremost, that you're here to play the football game physical. And once those guys start cheating because they have to worry about Cohen and especially Jordan Howard hammering them, then you got to take your shots. And I don't want to see, to start the game, a to-the-back play-action pass for Trubisky. Let him throw deep downfield from his comfort area. Get him comfortable to begin the game, and that being the shotgun. Even if you're going under center, let him drop straight back. Let him see it. Don't do what you did in Green Bay with your back turned. Let him get used to the feel of the running game established before you try to take a home run shot with the young kid. Obviously, we saw him in the preseason hit Gentry on an action pass with his back turned. I'm just saying, as a coach, I'd rather see him start to build confidence from his comfort zone, whether it be under center, running those read options, letting him mesh with it, booting him out and letting him hit the routes, the progressions, make it and cut the field in half, let him see his 1-2s and threes. And then once you've established the run, take your shots or take your shots on a three-step drop. You got man-to-man, let him read the safeties, three-step drop, you put it to a spot, let them know that this kid is not afraid to throw the deep ball. I think it's all in the playbook. I'm just very cautious about doing what you saw Mike Glennon do with his back turn. You're in your own end zone, you're getting cute, that kind of stuff, don't do it. But if you're going to stand facing forward and you're going to allow him to read the safeties in the shotgun and let him get comfortable, you know, one thing you really saw about Mike Glennon that was a basis of their offense that he couldn't do well, Aldo, was the bubble screen. He's so late in delivering that. And it's not accurate. So the whole timing of the play becomes, you know, out of whack. So you can't get any consistency as a receiver, and you can't get any consistency as an offense. Everybody's having to work extra hard to accommodate a guy that wasn't helping you. And that's why we at Bears Barroom were so vocal, myself and you included, because it was very apparent that they were trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, and it just wasn't working. Got to get Mitch comfortable first. That's going to open up the run game and the pass game. Just let him work his progressions. He's very accurate, so you don't have to worry about these kind of things. Let him throw a couple bubble screens. and then throw downfield is a must, Aldo. It definitely, I know I'm giving you the long answer for the short question, but it really is a dynamic of recognizing that this is his first game, get him comfortable, and then unleash him. Do not handicap him like you did Mike Glennon and the whole offense because of Mike Glennon.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk, awake. Those who come relate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse. I kick a rhyme, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some Gore-Tex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah. And anywhere you go, my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my poop from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you.
Phil, you have a gift of talking X's and O's, coaching strategy, coaching tips, and doing it in a manner where people can visualize it and understand it very well. For my final question, I want you to put aside all of your knowledge of coaching and playing and scouting and talk to me as a fan. Talk to me of someone who bleeds navy blue and burnt orange and tell me what this game means to you tonight.
Well, I was trying to verbalize it, and I was driving back from Rhode Island with my children, my boys, and, you know, I tweeted out, I just tweet from my heart. There's really no plan to my tweets, and I was thinking of a moment that I was feeling so anxious, like, for a player, a team. I haven't felt like this season at all. I've felt very hyped up to see this young man and a new chapter come to Chicago in a form that you can't even create in a movie. Monday Night Football, as I started out the show, Soldier Field, the crowd is showing up because everybody wants to see Mitch Trubisky. And we talked about him, Aldo, and how he handled the press conference. I put a movie together awesome. For BearsBarroom.com. If you haven't seen it, the very end of it, you hear the guitar string strum for a rock star because he had that glistening twinkle in his eye as he walked off that podium because it's not bigger than him, because he loves this game. And those of us that really love this game and put all these time and energy into it for this team to see themselves shoot themselves in the foot so many times in so many different areas and watch our neighbors up north just luck into two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back to back and just have them cover every wart this side of China of their franchise. We haven't been able to have that. And as much as I loved Cutler, that era was a uphill climb that took years and put gray hairs in my head because of the anxiety that you had to deal with each and every Sunday. So to see this play out, this is the baby step of this franchise with Mitchell Trubisky being passed the baton and the car keys to a championship run, we all hope. And I cannot be more excited to see it play out, because whatever we get tonight, it's okay. Because as we said, there's going to be bumps. Of course, I coach and play to win the game, like Herm Edwards said. Like, I come from that same school, that old school philosophy. I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm going to embarrass you on film because I love you, my player. I'm going to show you your worst to give you your best. And that tonight is the stage for him to learn, not in a scout team offense, not watching a statue handicapping your whole team because there's no shot to win and you only win besides him. Or over him, hurdling your own guy to win a game. You win by learning, and you win by a young quarterback taking the stage and showing you that this game is his passion. And tonight we are going to see Trubisky now. It's Trubisky time. It's Ben time, Aldo. And hopefully, Olin Krutz put a tweet out there. It rang true to me. These coaches, you guys are on the clock now. You can't hide. You have to come out here with game plans. You got to recognize for the rookie and what he does best and find and create those mismatches. You know, Shane or somebody made a great point. You know, the Packers were down to one inside backer the other night.
Yep.
And Mike Glennon couldn't even take advantage of it.
Yeah.
That's how bad they are. He is.
He is, and right.
Do you think I come on these shows and talk this just to be upset with the Bears? No. I come in here to change this, to have a fan base rise up, like Aldo said. The time is now. And you did it. And the message was heard throughout the world, I believe, that Trubisky needed to play. And now we're going to see it. If you are a fan of the Bears, Aldo, and you have a pulse, anybody saying, I might be watching the Cubs game, you aren't a Bears fan. I'm telling you right now. Cubs put it on the DVR because there's about, 22 hours more of playoff baseball that you can watch. It goes for so long.
Well, yeah. If you've got your finger on a fast forward button while you're watching a baseball that you baseball game that you recorded, you'll be done. You can watch every pitch and be done in about 20 minutes because that's all their action there is in a football in a baseball game. The most boring exactly. sport in history.
This young guy, for the first time since Jimmy McMahon, we've drafted a quarterback in the top five. This guy's the first one. And this chapter's about to begin on the grandest stage in the grandest and greatest football city in the world. And you are going to witness it. I don't know who decides not to tune into that or not be there or pass up an opportunity to be in that stadium. It is going to be electric. Win or lose, guys. Play bad, make mistakes, or play great. You are going to witness the beginning because, let me tell you, you're riding with Mitch now. And that, to me, should have happened 4 weeks ago. But we're here now, and I am happy and so excited and nervous like a father to see this kid go out there and compete.
All right, Phil, I will see you at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, where you're at. And we're going to be talking while the Bears game is going on live. Now, legally, we're not allowed to do play-by-play because those rights have been sold to somebody else. And we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about the game. And we're going to talk about aspects of the game that may not necessarily be broadcast. I'm saying all this for legal purposes. and we're going to have a lot of fun. That is the main reason behind everything that we do here, is to not only tell you the truth, but to have a lot of fun. And win, lose, or draw, we do this with a lot of pride, not only in the team, but in our work. So we want to definitely deliver a good product for you, and we'll work hard at that. Phil, I love you, brother, and let's talk in a few hours.
Can't wait. Trubisky now, guys. Bring it tonight.
A lot more to come. Stick around.
Awesome. Oh, Nana, what's my name? Oh, Nana, what's my name?
I heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is A-something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah. Okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Every day.
I really wanted to get Shane Marsaw in here to get his pregame thoughts, but unfortunately our schedules are not aligning. But I've got a clip from last week's Bears Hour Live. He closed the show with his thoughts about Mitch Trubisky being named the starter that I think are applicable today as well.
Hey, we've been waiting for this for a real long time. I know I've been waiting for it a little bit longer than others. I think you guys probably know where I'm going with that, right, Phil? I'm not disrespecting your boy there. But the time is upon us. I put that little tweet out there today, shall we begin? And that's exactly how I feel. This has given me some renewed optimism on our season, on our now 12-game season. And it's just gonna, this is what we wanted. We got a quarterback. You know, fire up the masses and let's get behind this kid. We got to realize that there's going to be some mistakes. There's going to be some issues. There's going to be some boneheaded interceptions, but there's also going to be some big plays. Bears fans have to realize that the kid's not going to be perfect. Like I said, he's going to have some ups and downs along the way. But no matter what, let's not vilify this kid along the way. Let's show our support for him, stand behind him, and show him what these new Chicago Bears fans should be about. You know, get behind this young team, and mm-hmm. then let's go out there and surprise some teams. You know, don't everybody tune in Monday night and let's get this rocking. Let's see what's going on. And like I said, we cannot discount how much having competency at quarterback and just the inspiration that this kid can bring to this entire organization. And I think it can go a long, long way. And I can think of nothing better than to put one on the Minnesota Vikings. I tweeted B.J. Rydell. I looked at the Minnesota Vikings as a fake contender. And I would love to hang one on him on Monday night.
Thank you.
right, I want to get some poll results here and then bid you farewell. On Sunday, I was just wondering what you guys were all up to, and on our Twitter account, I asked the question. Our Twitter account, by the way, is at Bears Barroom. I asked five questions. The first one was just wondering what you guys were doing on Sunday since there wasn't a Bears game. Well, 3% said that you were watching baseball, were planning on watching baseball. 35% were planning on watching football. 50% were just planning on waiting for Monday Night Football. And 12% were doing other. And I know some of you people, so I know what that other is. It's question number two. How worried are you about the deterioration of the Bears front seven? If you haven't heard, Willie Young is the latest to go down. 10% said not at all. 36% said not much. And 54% said knots in my stomach. Question number three. What are the Bears' chances of making the playoffs? 8% said good. 48% said not too good. And 44% said playoffs? Playoffs? And question number four, Vic Fangio, he continues to downplay criticism of Leonard Floyd's play. And Kevin Schrader, if you haven't been reading his weekly player grades, player performance grades on the Bears, you really should. He does a lot of work to put those in, and you can disagree with some of his analysis on it, but you can't disagree with the fact that he really puts in some hard work on it. And apparently some people disagree with Kevin's analysis of Leonard Floyd's play and Vic Fangio downplaying criticism. 28% of you say that Kevin and Vic are wrong. 50% sort of agree with their assessment, and 22% fully agree. And our final question was, Mitch Trubisky will quickly demonstrate tonight, and 3% said he's a bust. 3% of you said that he's going to prove he is a bust. 31% said that it will take time for him to develop, and 66% said he is going to quickly demonstrate that he is a stud. All right, so I'm going to leave you with one last song and remind you that at 9 p.m. Central, Phil Otoshin, Draft Dr. Phil, and I will be back live, and we're going to be talking over what will probably, by our estimate, be late third quarter, early fourth quarter of the game, and giving you our thoughts about the game and so forth. So it's a way for us to share our thoughts, and you can get on to the MixLR chat room, share your thoughts, so it'll be interactive. So please join us. Go to Twitter and Facebook, and we will post a link for the MixLR page. And if we don't talk to you again, you know what you got to do. You've got to enjoy this game tonight, and also, if you drink, please do not drive, and always bear down.
Hands on myself. Take out those tomorrow, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl, isn't me? Am I coming out of love?